Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The English Montreal School Board has had to pause the development of an accessible school for disabled children due to provincial budget cuts. Before the new year, the Quebec government announced a $200 million budget cut to education, forcing schools and school boards to restructure their budgets. The deadline to finalize these new reduced budgets is coming up at the end of March. The chair of the English Montreal School Board, Joe Ortona, says that this has the board scrambling.
Oh, came completely by surprise because our school budgets are set the year before. So usually around April, we're told what our annual budget is going to be, and then we budget accordingly. And that's what we did for the 2024-2025 school year. In May or early June of 2024, the government told us what our annual budget was going to be. We adopted a balanced budget, and everything was fine in that regard. And then we come mid-year. This is really unprecedented for them to turn around and say that we now need to cut. It's budget figures that they gave us. I don't know where the miscalculation comes from. But we're now all scrambling, trying to figure out where we can cut money.
For the EMSB alone, these cuts represent $2,600,000. The EMSB has had to temporarily freeze the development of projects they had previously budgeted for, including the building of an accessible school for disabled children at Nesbitt Elementary.
You know, we were hoping to have a school open by August of 2026, but there would be major renovations that would be involved. We'd have to, you know, change some of the layout of the building and all of those things. And renovations are very expensive. That's on hold right now. It's still in our plans, but it's most definitely going to be delayed with these budget cuts that may not only go into effect for this year. We don't know what our budget's going to be next year, if there's going to be more cuts. And the government isn't answering these questions. So we're all sort of in limbo waiting.
The Ministry of Education would not provide comment but stated publicly at the time of the cuts that this reduction only represented 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. Ortona says these choices are not so easy.
Well, we're hoping it's not going to have an effect on the day-to-day operations in a classroom. That's the last place where we want to cut. But, you know, some of the school boards are much smaller than we are, and they don't have anything left to cut. So, you know, to say that services won't be affected, I'm not sure that that's true.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.